Warhammer of ISBGN, UC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asperger from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from StoneAvens.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
What's up, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, greetings, good afternoon, good evening. It is Oswald here with you. Urban Radio coming live at you from Northern California, the new home of the sixth floor. We got a big release today, Urban Terror 3-4. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Take what you want, take what you need, take all you can, take all you see, take all my friends and take me too.
Once again, a good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are in North America, in Europe, in the world. It's Oswald with you here on Urban Radio. And I believe this is only about the second or third show I've done so far in 2004. I didn't mean to turn this into Oswald's life here, but I've had a lot of things going on since about the time I left last year in August. I ended up moving, transferring jobs, finding a wonderful woman who, in fact, I'm going to marry. And oddly enough, you know what? She plays Urban Terror. How fucking cool is that? But anyways, today it's all about Urban Terror 3.4, Siliconized Development, who's been around for roughly, 4 years, releasing what we hope it's going to be the final release of Urban Terror for Quake 3 Arena. First released QuakeCon 2000, August 25th. And you know what? I still remember it like it was yesterday just because it was so goddamn cool down there, being invited by id Software and the developers, the staff of QuakeCon, and really a good time. And that was Beta 1. We've come a long way since Beta 1. One day I guess we should go back and actually play Beta 1 just to see what it was like. I remember Mac users couldn't do much. I think they could use a pistol and they could use the SRA, but they couldn't use anything else in between. It was kind of funny. But since then, we've made great steps, and hopefully it culminates today with Urban Terror 3.4. You think I'm getting choked up there? Urban Terror 3.4. We're moving on, and but no. We're excited not only about this release, but about taking everything to the next step and going on to enemy territory. And we think many of you will also like what we have planned for enemy territory. That's still a couple of months off. And still a couple of months off. But when it is released, you know what? You're still going to find Urban Radio right there pimping Urban Terror. So I saw a couple of negative messages there about why is Oswald only playing music. Well, you know what? Like I said, I figured I'd get on a little earlier than anticipated. Get some people tuned in so we have, you know, more than like 13 or 14 listeners. And, you know, go with what we know here and play some tunage, drop a few comments. But I've been working on the website. I'm trying to get all the links from the FTP sites that are going to provide you with the download today. So I still have a little bit of time. I expect the files are going to be released here in about an hour and 15 minutes or when I run out of things to say, which, you know what, that could be like 30 minutes away because it's very hard to improvise. I had this great plan last Sunday. You know what, we'll have the release on Friday, seeing as Urban Radio has been a Friday show predominantly. I don't have to work. And you know what, that gives me like 8 days to come up with this great monologue of what I'm going to say and what I want to talk about. Well, you know what? That didn't happen. I ended up working a couple of extra days, 16, 17-hour days. And, you know what, by the time I got home, I said, you know what, fuck it. I'm too tired. We're just going to wing it today. We had tried to hook up Ventrilo. Unfortunately, I don't have a server available to myself to take actual live on-the-air questions. But if you have a question about Urban Terror for Quake 3 Arena or Enemy Territory, hit me with a private message. I'm in both Pound Urban Terror on Enter the Game and QuakeNet. And what do you want to know about the Red Wings for? Today is 3.4. The only thing you need to know about the Red Wings is the cup goes through Hockey Town. That's right, Hockey Town, USA, that is home to the Detroit Red Wings. So anyways, so, sort of taking a step back here, talking about Urban Terror 1, and I, oddly enough, talked to Gotta BKD. Now, who remembers who Gotta BKD is? He's been around. He was around quite a while ago. Hasn't been seen for numerous years. And then last night, I probably spent 30 or 40 minutes talking to him. But Gotta BKD, one of the first coders we had for Urban Terror, he, in fact, was brought on to do the bot code, believe it or not. Talked to him last night for about 30 or 40 minutes. He runs a couple of different websites. Supercars.net is his main love, along with his wife. He got married, but talking to him last night, very cool guy, and you know, wish him all the best. But it was kind of cool to go back and reminisce with him about Urban Terror and about his contribution and things like that. So anyways, that was kind of cool. What else do we have? Haven't talked to many of the other people. Dr. 8, who visited me, and I went down there. Haven't talked to him, but I know he and his wife are having a little bub, as he calls him. Second bub, a little baby. So he's been a little preoccupied with that and his thesis, but just two of the guys that I still keep in communication with. Like I said, Urban Radio today brought to you commercial-free. I'm going to step away, take a break here, because I got a couple of PMs coming at me I got to take care of. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. once again, welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald with you here on a Fragfest Urban Terror 3.4 release Friday. Say that 10 times and see what happens. Got some PMs coming here from people across the community. First one from Darkness over at TSN says, what's ET going to do for Urban Terror? And will it just be a step back until a few releases time? Actually, if you know anything about Enemy Territory, and I assume you do, you know that it's a free game. That means you don't have to pay a penny for it. It's a free download. So obviously that gives us an untapped resource there. It gives us unlimited gamers for those people who play Enemy Territory. And if you look at the numbers right now, Enemy Territory is still doing very strong against some of the, I guess, the war or realism-based games that have come out recently, such as Call of Duty or the new Battlefield Vietnam. Of course, Counter-Strike still tops the list. There is the number one game, damn, probably of all time. Oh, okay, maybe not. I'm sure EverQuest is right up there. But you know what I mean? When it comes to first-person shooters, the numbers are still staggering for Counter-Strike. But we don't give a shit about Counter-Strike. We care about Urban Terror for Enemy Territory and Quake 3. So Enemy Territory, as I've mentioned previously, it's basically going to be a port. It's going to be a one-to-one port of what you see in Quake 3 Arena ported over to Enemy Territory. Now, we've dealt with the guys from Splash Damage previously. We met them, in fact, at QuakeCon 2000. Loki, Fluffy Gimp, RR2DO2. We've met all those guys. Bobo the Seal. That's who it was. In fact, Yidnar, too, and he was working for him. But we met many of these guys over at QuakeCon 2000 when they were doing the mod Quake 3 Fortress. They, along with Silicon Eyes, were both invited down to Texas for QuakeCon, the mecca of all things Quake. And we actually got to meet them, and they had actually been around longer than we had, but they already had a few things planned for the future than we did. We were still basically a nobody team. Nobody knew Urban Terror back in the year 2000. Trust me. You all say, oh, I've been here since Urban Terror 1. Well, you know what? Nobody knew about Urban Terror 1, and we still have pictures to back that up. But it was pretty bad, trust me when I say that. But anyways, we met them at QuakeCon, and since that time, I mean, we've seen each other basically once a year. When we go back to QuakeCon, I've been talking to Loki pretty much on a regular basis now, because they've done some things that we would like to do, but you know, we'll have to see what happens. As I'm sitting here talking to a couple other people, currently play dedicated, talking to Ryan over there. Sorry about that. So Enemy Territory should basically take Urban Terror to the next level. We know there's still a lot of people who play Enemy Territory, as I was saying, more so than Quake 3, because right now, even though you can still find Quake 3 Arena, it's getting more and more difficult, which means the player base is going to dry up. And regardless of what you think of Quake 3 Arena, because I know not many play it, I know over at Radio ITG, they still do a lot of casting for Quake 3 Arena. And in my opinion, I still think it's the best 1v1 game to show off who is the best when it comes to skills. So that's one thing that I really like about Quake 3. It shows you who's got the skills and who doesn't. Sort of like Urban Terror 1.27. I know people like, Roadkill know about Urban 1.27. Thumber, a couple of these other guys over in Sweden and Denmark, they played Urban Terror 1.27 a lot. That's when you had no holds barred, no stamina. The UMP-45 was god. You know, it's kind of like a one-weapon game. It was kind of funny. Anyways, we're looking forward here to Enemy Territory, and while I don't want to get too sidetracked on Enemy Territory, I'm sure I'm going to get some more questions about it. We had the Urban Terror Enemy Territory, the ETUT, as we're going to call it, the ETUT FAQ up on the forums, which unfortunately were taken down, but don't worry, the forums are returning today, as I said. So we're kind of excited to have the forums back, and hopefully no asshats go in there and start to realize that they want to fuck around with our forums again, because you know what? It gets real old, and it does one thing. It ruins the community, and we don't like to have a bad community, because Silicon Ice really does take pride in the community. We think we have the best gaming community out there, minus a few asshats who like to screw around and mess things up. But for the most part, all of us at Silicon Ice do want to thank everybody who has ever downloaded and played any version of Urban Terror. I mean, that's basically all we can say is thanks. You guys are awesome, and hopefully many of you continue on with Urban Terror over on enemy territory. So, as I said, I have a fact here in front of me about enemy territory. I will repost it in the forums when I open those up here in about an hour and 15 minutes. I got two computers running. They're off by 8 minutes. Anyway, roughly in an hour and 10 minutes. Some of the questions that I'm sure you want answered about today's release, such as, well, I need, let me take back up a step. Today's release, we're actually going to provide three different versions. Right now, we only have two uploaded that the FTPs can pull, and basically the third one is a redundant full zip. And seeing as many people don't really understand how to install a full zip, you know what, maybe we'll just leave that in the shadows for right now. But we're going to have a full 3.4 installer. It's going to be 414 megabytes, baby. That's a fat program. 414 megabytes. The installer, courtesy of Aphex Twin, who has done his damnedest to give us one of the best-looking installers going, and we're very thankful for that. That was about a four-hour upload for him night before last and about a 30-minute download for me, and then I had to re-upload it so somebody else could pull it down. So 414 megs, but if you have 3.3, you don't need to download it. There's nothing new in that installer that those of you who have 3.3 don't have currently. Obviously, aside from the obvious 3.4 patch, but that's why we have a 12.2 megabyte download for 3.4. It includes some bug fixes, some new spawns on a few maps, some updated maps. And where's 3.4? Well, it's sitting right here on my computer. How's that? So go ahead and hack me and you can get 3.4. How's that? So as I said, 12.2 megabytes is what you're going to be looking at. It's going to be a small download. Currently, I think I have, 10 or 12 FTPs, and I'm sure I'll get more throughout the day. Some of them will not have the 3.4 installer, but you know what? I don't really think it matters too much because most of you already have, like I said, 3.3. So I think we're good to go on that. I'm going to step away, take another break here. I got to hit the head. Money talks, little AC/DC.
Sheriff and cows, bad hotels, and big cities.
know, if you want to call me racist, that's cool. But you know what? Spell it correctly. R-A-S-S-I-S-T. No, R-A-C-I-S-T. Racist. That's your spelling lesson for today. It's Oswald back with you here on Urban Radio. And moving within about an hour, maybe 45 minutes of making the FTPs available for Urban Terror 3.4. One of the first servers that will be up and running, obviously, is the Six Floor Hottie's Six Floor Hideaway. That's a server I run, and I do want to thank everybody who's contributed to it, many of them from Clan Six Floor. So thank you, everyone who's actually contributed to help us offset the cost for running that server. And if you'd like to run your own Urban Terror server, I recommend a playdedicated.com. Ryan over there has done a great job for providing the services, and I do want to thank Ryan once again for everything he's done over at Play Dedicated for Urban Terror. Got a question coming in here from Cleric Knox. He says, cheaters who get gotten banned in Q3A Urban Terror banned by their GID. If those losers want to continue playing Urban Terror, they need to buy another copy of Q3A or get a new GID. However, ET is free, although it runs Punkbuster too. How easy is it for the ET UT cheaters to change to another GID once they get banned? Thanks for 3.4. Good going, Sid. Well, to be honest, I have not spent that much time in enemy territory. I would assume that they probably have to download another version of it. Sorry, I don't know. So, you know, one question I can't answer because I really haven't spent much time in enemy territory. And yes, everybody is telling me I have static, and I'm trying to resolve that right now. So forgive me for sounding staticky. I'm really not sure where the problem is right now. Anyway, no big deal. I'm sure you guys can still hear me, and it is all good. We will have a new demo coming for Enemy Territory, Urban Terror, Enemy Territory, Enemy Territory, Urban Territory, shit. ETUT. Yes, we will have a demo coming up, ETUT. That should be available here in the next couple of weeks. Coders still working on a few things. Mappers still doing what they do best and turning out some great-looking maps. I'm sure you've followed some of the ET Diary. We have that posted over at www.urbanterror.net. The last 2 weeks are posted, so if you haven't checked that out, check out some of those new screenshots. I know many people have commented to me about Dick Dastardly's map. UT Jungle. Actually, it's what started it as UT Jungle. He's done some changes to it. There's been quite a few changes in the map. And been a lot of changes in the map. And a lot of changes actually within the engine. So he can do much more now than previously thought with working in enemy territory. So check out the last two diary entries, and those will return on the website under the enemy territory link in the forums. Screw it. I say we just call it Urban Territory. Doesn't sound as good, though, does it? No, it doesn't. Funny thing, just contacted a couple days ago by a band out of New York. They're inquiring if it's possible that they could use Urban Terror in a music video. That's right, Urban Terror could be coming to MTV. No, of course not. They just play that rap and that hip-hop shit that we don't want to hear. But but no, seriously, a band, I forgot what they... Oh, Tomorrow Is Forever is the name of the band. And they've actually contacted us to see if we would allow them to use Urban Terror in one of their songs. And I guess the song somehow centers around video games or something, or it's a story and they want to make it with Urban Terror. So anyways, we're talking to them, so that would be kind of cool if that happened. But right now, don't have that any much more information available on that. So once I do, I will let everybody know, because I think that'd be something very cool. You guys not only hear the Urban Terror song, which is done by Barbecue. I saw somebody mention that in the beginning. Barbecue did the music, and yes, that song is available if you want it. I guess I'll link it sometime after the show. You might even be able to go to thesixthfloor.com and get it there, but I don't think so. I'm trying to remember. I had it uploaded somewhere. So, what else do we need to know? Acetone wanted to send a shout-out. Big old shout-out to Sid for Urban Terror and to the Fucknut server raiders who make UT gaming so much fun. Acetone at Fucknut. And you know what? I completely agree. Anybody out there, thank you very much. And if you're just tuning in, we're going to have two releases today. We're going to have a full installer. Yes, a full 414 megabyte installer. Install Shield is how it's going to be. And of course, that's only for Windows. So sorry, Linux. Sorry, Macintosh. It's Windows only today. But don't fret. We will have a zip file, 12.2 megabytes. That's going to be the patch to go from 3.3 to 3.4. So very cool. The full zip will be made available later today. It's probably going to take me 4 hours to upload that, so I would say probably expect it tomorrow, as I don't think I'm going to get away with actually being able to upload that today while my significant other wants to play Urban Terror when she gets home from work. So she'll never notice a lag when I upload a 400 megabyte file for like 4 hours. Pit Bama asking, what's up with Sweet Nuts? And to be honest, I don't know. I don't think anybody's heard from Nuts for probably 6 or 8 months. I know he and Apoxel, for those of you who remember Brian Dubé, Apoxel working over at Raven Software. And who knows? I'm not really sure what they're working on, but obviously Sweet Nuts could not give us any input as to what he was working on. Checking out some of the other comments here. Some of the other private messages we're getting. Here's somebody who is it, Swampy. He says, how about some ragdoll effects like in enemy territory? Victims not falling the same way backwards all the time, hanging halfway on crates and such. Maybe moving a little more like 5 seconds, moving trees, etc. Well, like I said, enemy territory does have things that Quake 3 doesn't, and we will be taking advantage of those. I don't believe the enemy territory has true ragdoll physics. I could be wrong. I know Raven Shield had true ragdoll physics. Some of the other newer games do, but I don't think there's full ragdoll physics in enemy territory. But we do have the new MD4s, which is the new skeletal animation. So you will see much improved animation. And speaking of animation, we do have a new animator on staff. That is CG Monkey. I'm sure some of you might have seen him lurking around from Sweden, home of Meatballs and the Bikini Team. CG Monkey hanging around now in Pound Urban Tear. And still not sure why he's not off. Just can't figure that out. So, sorry about that. Try multitasking. You know, I multitask at work every day, but trying to do all this at once, you know, wow. Anyway, I see Titus confirming the question about, yes, they would have to download and install a new copy of ET. So, you know what? Punkbuster's there for enemy territory. So, regardless of what your personal thoughts are on Punkbuster, coming from a development team's standpoint, we're happy that Punkbuster is there. It may not get rid of every cheater or every hack or every no skill out there, but you know what? It does help. It does help. So we're thankful that Tony Ray and the gang at Punkbuster are available for enemy territory, and chances are you're going to see many of the servers running with Punkbuster on. So that's a good thing. So I'm going to have to take another break here and, again, check out all the PMs I have and try to get a few things done. So I should be back here in about, 4 minutes, as we're just about 55 minutes away from the release of Urban Terror 3-4. It's Oswald. You're tuned in to Urban Radio.
I'm scared.
Just confirms my thought that anything made after 1980 sucks the ass. We'll be right back. little typo negative there. Little cinnamon girl. It's Oswald here with your Urban Radio. And yes, I know I still sound horrible, but you know what? Show's almost over, which is a good thing. That means you can get to the Urban Tear 3-4 here in just a bit. Still working with the FTPs. Most of them almost have the files ready. So chances are I'm going to have those guys start spamming the messages, the links to the files here in probably 15, 20 minutes. I was talking to CG Monkey here. God, let me find his PM. And CG Monkey says that enemy territory has a lot of death sequences instead. So there are not any ragdoll physics in enemy territory, and I didn't think there were. I do have one question. Swampy continues to bother you with drastic FPS drops with the 9800 XT, which does run Pace Q3 more than fine. Now, I don't think you can really compare Quake 3 Arena and Urban Tear. Regardless, I mean, you're running ATI. I think that says it all right there. But anyways, we're getting some very good FPS on enemy territory right now. You know, I don't have all the details as to why, but some of the terrain maps, and I'm talking open terrain maps here with lots of hills, lots of faces. You know, I have mine. I only have a GeForce 4600, and I'm capped at 125, and I seem to hit that on a regular basis. This was this Figure 8 map that Dick Dastardly made, and actually Rabbit Cow made another one called, I believe it was Grand Tetons, just to check out how everything works in terms of terrain. And yeah, I see you all love my ATI comments. Sorry, I hate ATI. I make no bones about it. I'm an NVIDIA guy. We'll always be an NVIDIA guy. So F you if you don't like my opinion. Quick word here from Spawn. He says Dead Llama's going to be made over tonight. Looks like we're going to have an extreme makeover on deadllamas.net. So check that out. Sounds like it's being made over, and that should be up here shortly. Also need to mention another map here released by Midget Killer over at ut-mapdepot.com. It's a remake of a SID map called Embase, so you can check that out, urbanterror-mapdepot.com. Some other questions coming at us. I've gotten three questions here asking us if the SR8 was taken out, and I'm not sure how or where that rumor started, but no, the SR8 is not being taken out. I'm not sure why that came about. Just like, no, Oswald was not holding a sniper tournament yesterday for the asshat who started that. So, nope, it will still be in there, the SR8, and you know, if you use it, great. If you don't use it, well, you know what? You better duck. Oh, let's see what else we have here. Have the Casa spawns been fixed? Yes, they have. You'll see those very shortly once you get Urban Terror 3.4. Acetone asking, will Sid eventually be implementing vehicles a la the chopper in Sans? If Sans is converted, yes, you will see a chopper. As for other vehicles, have to wait and see. Can they be done? Sure, they can be done. Will they be included? Probably not in any of the maps that we're converting from Urban Terror for Quake 3. But you never know. If one of the mappers sees a reason to make vehicles in their map, then could well just happen that you will see vehicles. But right now, no, don't expect many vehicles. Are we going to get ammo packs? I assume those are in enemy territory. No, because it's not in Urban Terror. Aha, huh. Somebody's asking if the G36 was fixed. Toxic of wildcards, and I never knew it was broken, but if you can give me a few more details here, I'll look into it and see what I can find. But G36, still one of the best best weapons out there for Urban Terror. And as Dragon is saying, he says ET-UT first release will be a one-to-one port, and it should also be the final version. It's basically going to be what 3.4 is, probably with a few extras. You'll just have to wait and see what those are, as still got a lot of things going on that that we need to finish up. And as I said, we will be having a demo. We'll be having a demo very shortly that we're going to be putting together that you can watch. Probably going to be something like an AVI or an MPEG that you can download and check out. But we've dropped pictures on there right now, and to be honest, you really can't tell much from just looking at enemy territory that's playing Urban Terror. I mean, check out some of the pictures that we've created right now. Some of the first ones, in fact, that 27 did. And you really can't tell much of a difference, can you? But once you get in game, you can. Physics, exactly the same. You can strafe jump now. You'll be able to strafe jump in enemy territory. Oh, let's see. What else do we have for you here? Well, I don't know. I think I'm running out of things here. Actually, I'm not. I got a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff I have to do. I'm just waiting on, it looks like, two FTPs to finish up, and then I'll probably give them the word to start dropping their links in Pound Urban Terror. I'll have to let them know that here in a few minutes. We had another comment here from Midget Killer. Does Sid have any plans after the final release of ETUT? Yes, and that is all we're going to say on that. We do have plans. What those are, we are not going to say because nothing is confirmed at this point. And Snakebite, no, I don't have you on Ignore. I'm just deciding not to answer you. How's that? Simple, plain, and easy. Another comment from Finum asking about the SR8. Is it really being taken out? No, it's not being taken out. I don't know where all these came from. All right, well, I am going to check with the FTPs and see how close they are to being done, because that means you guys will get the files here very shortly, which is good, because I know that's what you want, isn't it? Isn't it? A little blister on the sun for all you out there who like to play Urban Terror. It's Oswald back with you here on Urban Radio, and I continue to get ridiculous messages saying that Europeans are saying the SR8 is taken out. So once again, no, the SR8 has not been taken out. I don't know who started that rumor, but SR8 is still in there. So if you can't duck or move around a corner fast enough, then you better put your head down, because it's not going to be there very long, is it now? No, it's not. So I am waiting on confirmation here from a couple of FTPs, and it's probably going to be another 10 or 15 minutes. Got to finish with them, so a little Saint Anger. Metallica, be right back. We'll be right back. It's Oswald back with you here as we fade out Metallica, regardless of what you think of them. And I can't say that their new stuff's been all that great. I still like their old stuff, but anyways, it beats listening to Britney Spears and Michael Jackson's Thriller like a giant black dude likes. But anyways, Files coming up here in 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. Can you count to five in GMT time? How about Eastern time, Pacific time? It doesn't matter. 5 minutes is 5 minutes by my clock. That'll make it 11:37 here in the West Coast, which is actually the right coast because you don't want to live on the East Coast. Anyways, 5 minutes, and I'm going to have all the FTPs start spamming their links here in Pound Urban Terror on ETG and QuakeNet, or most likely it'll just filter down to QuakeNet, seeing as most of these guys are on ETG. So about 5 minutes, you guys will have the files here. The webpage is going to be updated as soon as I can finish it. But anyway, 5 minutes is what you have to wait, and you will have the files. I have all these guys sending me messages here. So once they get them to me, we will get them to you, and you guys can start playing. As I said, I will have my server updated here in about 5 minutes. I'm just getting ready to put it on there, and you can go ahead and go play it. So anyways, some other questions, comments here from ET. I do want to give a quick shout-out to Warhammer over at ISPGN. He's been around another long timer. I believe we met him first or second year at QuakeCon, and a very good guy, very knowledgeable guy when it comes to net design and websites. So a quick shout-out to Warhammer. And I know there's a lot of other people out there who wanted a shout-out that I just haven't gotten to. Oh, yeah, also on the website, Icoholic will have linked, actually I'll have linked a filter for All Seeing Eye, and I have it right here, Icoholic. It's icoholic.com/files/ASEfilter.zip. And Ico, if you want to go ahead and spam that in Pound Urban Terror, go ahead. But I will have that link on the UrbanTerror.net web page. So check that out if you happen to use All Seeing Eye. I'm also getting word from Blade Killer that we may have one map, and I believe that map was Sanctuary, that has a sky that's a little messed up. So If it is, so be it. It looks like the first link is already out from a Polish site. So if you guys want to go download Urban Terror, feel free. It's coming out now. Clan Nua, gamesnet.pl. There's the first two links for it. Play Dedicated also has it. Talking to Ryan here. So go get them now. The files are there. All the files you want. I'm going to take another break here and see what I can do. And when we come back, I think we'll probably look at wrapping things up. It's Oswald. You're tuned in to Urban Radio.
Turning tables instead. standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
And it's Oswald back with you here. I do want to thank everybody who has tuned in today for this, the release version of Urban Radio, Urban Terror 3.4, now available at the nearest FTP, all of them being spammed in, pound Urban Terror on ETG and a pound Urban Terror on QuakeNet. I will be updating the website here in just a few minutes. It's probably going to be another, I'm guessing, 30 minutes before I get the website completely done, seeing as... I don't even know where to begin with the private messages. I have that many of them coming in. So a lot of red on the left side of my screen here for people sending me messages about the link. So enjoy it. And we are done. I do want to thank those of you who have tuned in today. haven't been the best version of Urban Radio, but like I said, I'm getting back in the saddle here, and hopefully we'll have some more Urban Radio coming up here in the very near future. I plan on doing this a lot more, so hopefully you guys want to tune in. It's not really sure what time it's going to be. Probably around the same time at noon, 1 o'clock on the left coast. And from all of us at Silicon Ice, we do want to thank you for continuing to support Urban Terror. And hopefully we'll see you when we move over to enemy territory. By no means does this mean the mod is over. There's still a lot of Urban Terror to be played. And yeah, I do have a checksum. So, you know, check it all out. I don't know what else to say. We are going to have a weekly show. As I said, hopefully next week we'll be back. It's probably going to be like a Wednesday or a Thursday. So enjoy it. If you got any comments or questions, feel free to email me, oswaldplanetquake.com, or send me a private message. This will give me something to build on for next week's show. So, for me, from everyone at SID, thank you for playing Urban Terror. We'll see you next week.